Finally today, the Postal Service in Finland this week announced a new series of stamps. They will honor one of that nation's most famous artists, Tom of Finland. Now, in case you don't know his work, Tom of Finland's drawings were almost exclusively of muscular men busting out of their clothes. And it's those images that'll be featured on the new stamps. The World's Andrea Crossan has our story.
He was born Tuukko Laaksonen, but as an artist he was known as Tom of Finland. He died in 1991. During his life, he sketched homoerotic images of young men with bulging muscles, mostly dressed in tight leather or not dressed at all. His style was always provocative. And like his friend Robert Mapplethorpe, Laaksonen's work had a huge influence on gay culture. He depicted men as soldiers, or bikers, lumberjacks, construction workers, throw in a cowboy and an Indian, and, well, you get it. Tom of Finland's style influenced artists like the Village People and Freddie Mercury of Queen.
I don't think anybody since, you know, the Greco-Roman times really adulated and adored the human, the male form, like Tom did. He gave us godlike creatures, but they had a strong humanity to them. They were fantasy, but they were also our friends.
That's S.R. Sharp. He's one of the co-founders of the Tom of Finland Foundation. Sharp says that Laaksonen's work played a crucial role in changing the way gay men in the mid-20th century saw themselves.
We were very limited in our imagery before Tom of Finland. We were depicted as sissies or poofs or pansies or fairies, feminized, made lesser than. Tom sort of turned it around and made us more than.
The images the foundation chose for the stamps don't represent the most graphic of Tom of Finland's work. But one of the three designs shows a man's naked backside with a face peering between the legs. There are a number of countries around the world where a stamp with a man's buttocks on it would not be well received. For instance, Saudi Arabia or Nigeria, where homosexuality is illegal. And it's not unprecedented for a country to bar mail because of an offensive stamp. Ken Martin is with the American Philatelic Society.
The most famous, I think, was what was probably the first nude on a postage stamp. Spain in 1930 issued a series with a painting by Goya of a nude, which attracted a lot of attention. Best as I can determine, it appears the United States Postal Service actually rejected and returned mail bearing those stamps in the 1930s.
The Tom of Finland stamps are not the first to celebrate gay culture. In 2010, Austria issued a stamp celebrating the 15th anniversary of Vienna's Rainbow Parade. And next month, the U.S. Postal Service will issue a stamp with the image of American gay rights advocate Harvey Milk. As for Tom of Finland, his stamps will be released in September in conjunction with a retrospective exhibit of his life and work. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
Don't stop me now.
You can see those sexy Tom of Finland stamps. It's Rainin' Postmen online. We have pictures at PRI.org. And that's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be with you again tomorrow.